Yeah, I'm very happy with it. It's not that significant, to be honest. I've played a lot of number eight as a kid. My role doesn't change hugely within the team. It means I pack down at number eight, a bit more responsibility around the base of the scrum, things like that. But I'm still primary line out option, so I don't worry about having to drop into the backfield and do all the covering roles that a traditional number eight does. The back row is more of a balanced thing, and the way we play with Haskell and Rob Shaw, allows me to continue doing my line out stuff, which suits me.
So there'll be a different dynamic across the back three, say to last week where Ben Morgan's playing as an out and out number eight, fielding kicks and carrying ball. You think there might be more shared roles between yourself, Chris, and James?
Yeah, exactly that. Chris is likely to drop back and do the more of the backfield stuff, receiving balls. I'm more likely to be doing a traditional flankers role, chasing and jumping in the line out and whatnot. So, that suits us. That's just the balance of our back row. If Tom Waldron's to come off the bench, then he'll go into a traditional eight role, no doubt, and I'll play six. So we're happy with that.
Just reflecting on you personally at the moment, compared to, say, this time last year, you were injured for about 8 months of the season. Given the performance against the All Blacks, the man of the match display, the performance over Scotland, do you just feel really comfortable now with your role in the team, your fitness and your form and everything?
Yeah, I do. It took me a little while to get it back, to be honest. The start of the season was a little bit slow. I hadn't done a lot of running in pre-season, so I had a little bit catching up to do there. And obviously, after a long layout, just getting used to the contact and the weekly grind of playing week in, week out, I feel like I'm there now. I'm still managing my foot. It's an ongoing thing. I'm not quite 100% in that capacity yet, but I feel like I'm getting better week on week and able to give a good account of myself on match days.
Ireland away in Dublin, you were one of the few survivors from the defeat 2 years ago when you went there with form and confidence and going for the Grand Slam, and you took a bit of a beating. Have you spoken about that this week and how to start well and make sure you don't get blown away like you were 2 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, we've not focused too much on that particular game, but we have considered the Irish strengths and what it's like to play away in Ireland. It's a huge focus for us, particularly the start. I guess we went there full of confidence on reasonable form last time out 2 years ago when you were talking about, and I guess we underestimated how much it means to them to upset an English party, I guess, and to play away in Dublin. They're proud men and they're not going to roll over. They've got some good confidence and some of their key players back are playing well. Last week was a good win for them, so we're expecting a full-on game, but we're up for that.
So you hinted that maybe 2 years ago you went not with overconfidence, but maybe not quite expecting them to be as good as they were. But no mistakes this time around. You saw the way they played in Cardiff, and you know quite how good Ireland are going to be.
Yeah, well, they didn't go into that game particularly in a good run of form, and I guess we underestimated how much they could raise their game when we come to town. And that's true of most of the Celtic nations, and we're expecting that this week. We're not going to roll over. We're not expecting them to. It's going to be a real good game, I imagine, with two teams on reasonable form, full of confidence, with everything to play for.
One of the stars last week for Ireland was Sean O'Brien on the open side. Jamie Heaslip as captain as well, as many people talking about him as even a potential Lions captain. Personally, do you see this as a bit of a Lions shootout? You know that if you can get the better of someone like O'Brien or someone like Heaslip, that will put you in a good position for that call up come the summer?
I guess all these games are Lions shootouts to a certain degree, but it's not something we're particularly focusing on. It's kind of the unsaid thing. We know that's in the background. We know it's an opportunity for everybody, but so much can change between now and then. And we've got big games on individual merit for England at the moment, so we'll concentrate on that. Every game's a tough game in the back row. The competition's always high there. So they've got a lot of caps, a lot of experience, some real powerful players in their team. So we'll have to make sure we get to the same level of intensity if we want to compete.
I suppose the way of putting yourself in the shop window for the Lions is just to win with England, because if you're a winning England side, then there's going to be more players putting their hands up for selection.
Yeah, that's something we've talked about. Stuart and Bill Bezzett, that works with us, sports psychologist here. Not being a team of stars, but a star team. We want to put the whole package together. We want to be a team, not a group of individuals. If we start going off on individual tangents, then we'll come unstuck. So if we all stay on the same page and we win with England, like you say, we've all got a better chance.
In a way, would a win away in Ireland in a game which means so much, because two teams that are unbeaten, would that in a way be as big an achievement as beating the All Blacks at home, given the All Blacks were coming off a long season, they'd had the bug in midweek? Would this maybe make more of a statement about where this team is?
I don't think for those reasons. I think it will be a big statement because it will be a level of consistency that we're beginning to show. We were only 1 point off South Africa in a real competitive game. I thought we were very good on that day, but for the bounce of the ball, we would have won in tough conditions. Great win against the All Blacks and backed it up pretty well against Scotland. So to get another win on the bounce would be a statement of real consistency and where this team's going. I don't think you can really compare the two games, winning away in Ireland and winning at home against the All Blacks on any day. It can change, so.
No, best of luck.